Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country focused interview, and our 2025 municipal election coverage continues. As joining me now in the studio is Helper City Council candidate Ruth Lee. Ruth, pleasure to have you in today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Of course. I want to thank you so much for having me here.
Of course, always fun to hear from the candidates, and I like to start all of these off the same way. What inspired you to run for city council? It's not something that a lot of people wake up and decide they want to do, so what kind of pushed you towards this decision?
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of a tough question. There's a lot of things that have made me want to step into this position, but I would say the most would be that I just love Helper. I love the community. I love being involved in the community. I'm a fourth generation Helper resident, and so just wanting to kind of put my name out there and serve my community in a greater way has pushed me into this.
Now, you mentioned involvement in the community, and that's something that you have definitely excelled at in recent years. Most people know you from your time at Balance Rock. Yeah. You also serve on the Helper Museum Board. If you are elected for City Council, how do you think these experiences in these public-facing positions would benefit you?
Just by having that relationship with my community already, I know that being in a position like this is it's important to be accessible to people and be approachable to people. And I feel that I have already done that, being able, like, serving people every day at Balance Rock, doing things at the museum board, being involved in the community. So I think that that's one of my main reasons for wanting to keep going.
Now, working in the Helper City Council, not only are you working with the council and the mayor, but you are working with several nonprofit organizations across Helper, since sometimes naturally disagreements are going to appear. If you do find yourself in one of these disagreements, how would you approach handling that with whether it be another city council member, the mayor, or a nonprofit?
Yeah, I actually would like to say that my experience working at Balance Rock in customer service has given me the upper hand in that. I am phenomenal at kind of working my way around disagreements and finding a balance between, you know, always being respectful and agreeable to someone. I mean, finding that balance between agreeing to disagree but still respecting each other.
Now, one of the key components of your campaign, as you look out across Helper and see your many campaign signs spread across the city, is the slogan, "From the community for the community." What made you choose this as your slogan?
I want people to know that I am from the community. I grew up in Helper. It's where my values were built. It's where my future is rooted. And so, you know, coming from my great-grandparents living there, my grandparents, I just wanted people to know that I am for keeping the history of Helper alive.
Now, as one of the few non-incumbent candidates in this election, what have you kind of done to prepare yourself for a potential seat on the city council?
So in previous years, I have put my name forward when there have been vacancies available on city council. Unfortunately, I wasn't selected, which in this case, I think gives me the upper hand because all of those times I just worked harder and I did more research. I've gained more knowledge from things that, you know, I didn't know. So I think that I'm fully prepared for this position. I've reached out to previous city council members and kind of gotten the scoop on what it's like. People who are important in the community, like Watermaster, things like that, just so I can, you know, get the knowledge on all of the things that city council comes with. So I'm prepared.
Now, as you look across Helper, if you could identify one key issue that you'd want to focus on, let's say it's something that you could fix day one, if given the ability to, what would that issue be and how would you want to fix it?
Man, that's a tough question. I would say that there are quite a few issues, but one of the most important ones on day one, I would say the involvement in our community. And I think that that stems from lack of knowledge, people just not really knowing exactly what's going on. So the transparency aspect, being able to educate my community on what local government is, how it works, and what it's for, and especially that the people of the community, their voices are the most important part of the entire process. It's what makes a successful government, a successful community. So day one, I think that I would work really, really hard on trying to get that information out to people and encouraging involvement in our local government.
Now, Ruth, my final question for you today is, why should the citizens of Helper give you their vote in this upcoming city council election?
I think that my community should vote for me because I represent the next generation kind of stepping up to the plate. I think that it's a huge benefit to have, you know, fresh energy and new ideas and new vision into our community and local government. And I also am really big on giving back to the community. Throughout my campaign, I created some of these cute little hats that I decided to use the money that I gained from that to give back to the Helper Express playground. And so just little things like that that I'm super focused on. And I, again, think that it would be a benefit to our community to have that new energy and fresh vision.
Well, Ruth, it was a pleasure to have you in the studio today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Again, we are talking to Helper City Council candidate Ruth Lee, discussing why she believes that she should have your vote as the ballots hit in November. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.